Ray.
Yeah, Ray did.
Ray
was yelling at everybody, but this is what when you have stage 4 pancreatic cancer, all my tribe mates. Here they are. I had some capsules that had some THC oil in them. I took them outside on the parking lot.
You know, I can get a whole list of physicians that will tell you what he's using, manages, his pain.
These are all the people. This is
appetite,
Tim Roberts.
His weight loss.
This is Tim Roberts, but I am going to get arrested. They already told me I'm going to get arrested.
If we find
every
marijuana,
single one of you would be using the same thing.
Here we go, folks. Stage 4.
If we find marijuana, we'll give you a citation. We're not taking you down to the county jail.
Nobody said this.
But we haven't found marijuana, so we're not citing.
Well, why are you digging this stuff? I told you where I took it.
Because we got a call. You don't think we would respond to calls?
I can call anybody?
Listen. Let's let them look and do their job and.
You ain't got anything to hide. Then.
But I want to know why it's a big deal if it is really illegal.
It's illegal.
It's really illegal in Missouri now.
It's THC oil.
Medically in Missouri, it's really legal now. They just haven't finished the paperwork.
Okay, well then it's still.
But
legal.
I don't have time to wait for that, man. What would you do? Tell me what you'd do.
I'm not if in that situation, so I'm not going to play the what if games.
You've never said you'd do anything to save your life. You'd do anything to save your life.
Marijuana saves.
If you had 5 kids.
Listen. It's not worth the argument right now. Do your jobs, okay? We're not going to have the debate. Hush up.
It's the only choice I got to live, man.
I know. You've been straight up with every single physician about the
disease. I told them all. I've told everyone. I've told people here in this hospital that I'm doing it.
He doesn't take opioids because he takes the THC.
I have to tell the doctors I'm taking it so for the other medication. So.
So,
it's my right to live, man. We're Americans. I was born here. It's my right to live.
No one, it's okay. Shh.
Come on, I need you to calm down.
I am calm, okay. Man. This I was waiting for somebody to do this. Somebody to make me famous.
Shh, Elijah. Or no one.
Hi, Elijah. You told me Eve, eh?
It's late, dude.
did Ryan watch that show?
She did. He's okay. Search his underbag. He's on real property. Okay, thank you.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Doc.
Hi. You guys just...
We got a call saying there's marijuana.
I smell marijuana. It's marijuana whenever I walked in the room.
Okay.
And there is no way they could smell it, Doc, because I don't smoke it. I don't ever use a ground-up plant. It's an oil that I use in a capsule.
THC
oil. So there's no smoking it. I mean, I take it like a pill.
Well, no, we have not found anything, but he's got another bag that he's...
Just from a legal standpoint, do you have probable cause to search his stuff? Do you have the right to search his stuff, or do you need a warrant for
that? No, we have the right. He's on private property.
Okay. Okay. So what's the proceeding here? Because he needs to be here. And if you take him to jail...
Okay, we're going
to
say that he's going to jail now.
Oh, okay, okay. Because if we take him, it's problematic.
Cannabinoid.
Uh-huh. If we found any marijuana, you would receive a citation. We haven't found any marijuana yet, so we're not citing it.
Okay.
We're just here because they called saying they smelled marijuana in the room.
Okay.
And we're trying to... Either yes, there's marijuana, or there's no marijuana. And then if we find it, we'll cite it. We'll leave.
We know you guys got to do your job. But let's just do it.
Okay. He's got a bag there.
I opened my bag and I showed you that plastic. Okay. That's the only plastic bag that had it in. I showed you inside the bag, and that's all. I'm not giving you the bag.
We can just search it.
I'm not giving you the
declare
bag.
That there's no marijuana in it.
I'm not giving you the bag. Just write me a ticket for marijuana. I told you.
We're not
going to
write you a ticket if we have.
I got it right here on my finger. I did this. Yes, there it is. I got it.
Just take all their bags.
Write me a ticket.
We've already looked through these bags. There's a bag behind him.
Their stuff and just take all their stuff.
I just want to go home, Doc.
I
want her to take this off me. I want to go home.
Before you leave, can you and I talk before you leave? Because I think medical care would be indicated for you to stay. Can they just take all their bags and leave them or take their bags?
No, these bags are all good, man.
There's a bag behind them that we need to look through.
It is my bag of medication. I'm not letting them dig through it.
We're just worried. It has
my final day things in there. And nobody's going to dig in it.
Okay.
It's my stuff.
To answer your question,
it's my final, hour stuff is in that bag, and that is my right to have my final, and I'm not digging it out here in front of anybody.
Okay, can I ask?
If it seems necessary.
Can we just take your stuff and leverage every bag and just leave and just get out of here? Is that possible?